Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
No evidence. Mapuche Longo Facundo Jones Walla was sentenced to 9 years in prison for a 2013 fire. In an abbreviated procedure which lasted 2 weeks, on December 14, Longo Facundo Jones Walla, a Mapuche authority of the Pulof from Cuyamen, was convicted by the Chilean justice system for the crimes of arson and illegal possession of a firearm. A week later, Judge Francisco Olate of the Public Oral Court of Valdivia announced the sentence to 9 years in prison. The ruling presupposes the participation of the defender of the indigenous territory in this deliberate fire to the estate of Pisu Pisue in Rio Bueno, which occurred in 2013. 4 people had been acquitted of these charges, and Machi Milaray Huichalaf had been sentenced for 1 month for covering the deed. Facundo Jones Walla is 32 years old. He is the Longo, or political chief, of the Mapuche Cuyamen community in Puelmapu, Argentina, province of Chubut. On June 27, 2017, a few days after the Huinyoc Tripantu, or Mapuche New Year, he was arrested under an international warrant, accused of terrorism, with the intent of being extradited to Chile to be tried on this case, where charges had been acquitted for the other defendants 4 years before. Last year, on August 1st, Santiago Maldonado joined a mobilization and roadblock calling for the release of Jones Walla. After a brutal repression by the Argentine Gendarmerie and the eviction of the robbed without a court order, Maldonado disappeared on the banks of the Chubut River under a democratic government, and Jones Walla became a stigmatized public figure. The extradition of Longo Jones Walla was achieved in March this year. In Valdivia, he suffered the attacks of a judiciary that is increasingly performing political favors in favor of the transnationals, according to social and human rights organizations. Longo's brother, Fernando Jones Walla, said that there is no incriminating evidence but a set of clues. Facundo's defender, Karina Riquelme, said that the judicial power is an accomplice of the criminalization of the Mapuche people. Today they have condemned Longo Facundo Jones Walla without evidence. Litigating is in vain when sentences are written in advance. Macri, Bachelet and Piñera must be celebrating. Andrea Millañanco, spokesperson for the Pulof from Cuyamen and partner of Facundo Jones Walla, said that the Mapuche people are living and resisting a third invasion in their territory. First, it was the Spaniards, then the Chilean and Argentinian states, with what they called on the Argentinian side the conquest of the desert, even though there was no desert, but a territory occupied by our ancestors, and called by the Chilean side as pacification of the Araucanía, to what actually was the killing of our people. And now we are facing the third invasion led by extractivist companies that use governments, politicians, judges, and the police to meet their objectives. The police repress the struggles in the territories, and the judges imprison, on both sides of the Andes mountain range, dozens of young people and Mapuche authorities, whose crimes in most cases are resisting projects such as forestry, mining, hydroelectric dams, and other extractive ventures. The crime is, basically, not tolerating the land destruction, said Millañanco in statements collected by Cítrica magazine. That alternative publication also quoted Facundo Jones Walla's mother, Isabel Walla, who underlined that this sentence marks a before and an after for the struggle of her people, since the Longo, an authority that unites the people that was divided into 2 parts by customs, has been condemned and that is being seen by the world.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fowai.